This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan is already in Davos, which makes this next item a tad awkward. B of A has eliminated free checking accounts for its customers who are only able to keep low balances. Those free basic accounts are getting harder and harder to find. Yet another hit, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genza reports, for consumers who are already shut out of a lot of banking services.
45-year-old Vincent Aurelio was not happy when Bank of America informed him that his free checking account would no longer be free. The bank was going to start charging him $12 a month if he didn't meet certain requirements, like having a direct deposit of $250 or more, or keeping a daily balance of $1,500. So Aurelio canceled his account.
That minimum balance was just enough to tip me to the side of going ahead and changing institutions.
Aurelio opened up a free checking account at a local credit union in Houston. Now, Aurelio could afford to pay the extra Bank of America fees, but he didn't want to. Fees are harder for low-income bank customers who may not have a steady paycheck.
Income volatility is a huge issue right now.
Tasharia Jones heads the Office of Financial Empowerment for the City of St. Louis. She's afraid that as free checking disappears, low-income consumers will end up using a payday lender just to cash their checks.
And that person could charge as much as 10% or more of the amount of the check in order to cash it.
Bank of America said in an email that they offer an account with an upfront fee of about $5 a month with no overdraft protection. Rebecca Bornay of the Center for Responsible Lending says that can be a good deal for low-income customers.
It's a good option for people who are struggling to keep their account balances positive, and we'd like to see more of those.
And it never hurts to shop around. Small banks and credit unions can be more flexible about offering free checking. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.